Good morning, Michael Mamoff here with a new Audio Boost series. And in this first episode, I want to talk a little bit about how people are using FontFace for icon generation. So traditionally, icons were just served as normal images where you would create all these little tiny image source equals whatever requests. And this would potentially cause hundreds of connections to take place as each of these little icons is transferred across the network. And that's a great problem for latency because you have to do all these requests and you can't do all those requests in parallel, so they come down one at a time or a few at a time. It's lots of processing for the browser to have to store all those images and deal with rendering them all separately. So a hack, but a very good one that came out a few years ago was to use the idea of sprite maps, where you would have a single image containing a whole bunch of tiled icons all on this one image. And you download the image, and the browser, taking advantage of CSS properties, background position, and setting the right width and height for the icon, you could sort of slide along this sprite map, find the right place, and just render that one little bit, that one little icon within the whole sprite map. And if you look at sites like Google, you know, that's actually how they're actually serving images today. The problem with sprite maps, though, is that fundamentally you can't really change those little icons in any way. You don't really have any programmatic control over them. If you want to change the color, you want to change the size, you're going to have to go back to Photoshop and re-render it, change the color, send the whole image back down. So it's a slow development process. It's not really as agile as it could be. And so people have been looking more towards vector graphics for doing icons. Vector graphics scale much more nicely. Not perfectly. There are still issues. And people say that, you know, to do a really great job across all of the different dimensions, you really do need to re-render these, to redraw them, actually physically have an artist, a designer, redraw them. But on the whole, for development, it's a really powerful approach in getting your app out there to have a more vector-based approach. So instead of using SVG, a really simple approach people have been doing lately is with FontFace. And a great example of this is Font Awesome, which has been a contribution that's hopefully going to go into the Bootstrap project, but it can be used independently from that as well. And with Font Awesome, you basically just create an italic element. It could be anything really, but you just say I, because it also happens to stand for icon, so it's convenient. So you just say I class equals arrow, I class equals play, and slash I, and that's it. You just close the I, and then by just doing that and incorporating the font face, and it's very standard, the standard way to incorporate the font face, and font face works across all of the different browsers, including legacy browsers nowadays. So and I should say FontFace also works on the mobile, so it works on IE6, modern browsers, and the mobile, the various mobile browsers. Anyway, what you do is you incorporate this I class, the I with a certain class, given what kind of icon you want to show. And what it then will do is it will map to a particular glyph that's in the character set. So it's a pretty straightforward idea. What's nice about it too is from a standards point of view, it's using the CSS colon after pseudo selector, so it's actually injecting that bit of content rather than having that weird character that doesn't really represent anything on the page. And it's also that the character it does inject, even furthermore, the character it injects is actually part of a kind of private space within the Unicode character set, so it's actually explicitly not representing anything. So it's pretty decent from a standards point of view. And as I say, it works nicely across the different browsers. The only thing is you do get a bit of a flash as it's downloading the font face, which you would potentially get with images anyway. And it's a very smooth approach. And really, it's very nice because you can actually style it. You can use all of the different CSS styling. So you can set the color, set the size. One thing you can't do is you can't have different colors because it's a font. It expects the whole icon to have the same color. But on the whole, I've been finding it really helpful for development. And I think it's a technique a lot of people are going to be using in the future. Cheers.